Blind Citizens Australia Annual General Meeting. Notice to Members. Saturday, 26th of November, 2022, 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Blind Citizens Australia, BCA, will hold its 47th Annual General Meeting, AGM, in a virtual capacity on Saturday, the 26th of November 2022 at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria and Tasmania, 9 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time in Western Australia, 10:30 a.m. Australian Central Standard Time in Northern Territory, 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time in Queensland, 11:30 a.m. Australian Central Daylight Time in South Australia. The AGM will be held via Zoom and all members can connect via landline phone, smartphone, tablet or computer. The agenda for the AGM is attached and includes presentation and discussion of the annual review and director's report and financial statements, as well as the announcement of the election of director and New South Wales ACT State Division Committee members. The National Policy Council bylaws have been updated and BCA is now calling for expressions of interest for the vacant state-based representative positions, replacing the nomination and election process. The board has decided to reintroduce a membership fee for Blind Citizens Australia. This will be presented as an item of other business at this year's AGM. The resolution to be put to the annual general meeting reads, Clause 8.1 of the BCA Constitution provides that the once-only joining fee for full associate and junior members is determined by the BCA Board, subject to ratification by members at an annual general meeting. This meeting endorses the decision of the Board to set the joining fee at $20. All full members are entitled to one vote each in relation to any resolution put to the AGM. If full members are unable to attend this meeting in person, they may appoint the chairperson or another full member as a proxy. Further information and a proxy form is available via www.bca.org.au/events/AGM-2022. It is important to note that no election will take place at the AGM. Instead, telephone, SMS and online voting will be available for this year's elections. All eligible full members of BCA will have the opportunity to vote via telephone, SMS or online should an election be necessary. Elections. Call for nominations for directors. This year, there is one vacancy for a director of BCA for a three-year term. The director who has served a three-year term on the BCA board and is eligible for renomination is Doug McGinn. Call for nominations for New South Wales ACT State Division. There are three New South Wales committee member positions up for nomination, each for a two-year term. The New South Wales members who have served their initial term are Ben Clare, Mark Schofield, Susie Hudson. To nominate as a New South Wales State Division Committee member, you and your nominator and seconder must reside in New South Wales. At the 2021 AGM, the ACT representative was elected for a two-year term, therefore no election is required this year. How to nominate? Nominees for all positions must be full members of BCA as at the 30th of June 2022 and are encouraged to familiarise themselves with the relevant position description and the BCA Code of Conduct. Eligible members may nominate for more than one position using the combined nomination form. These are available via www.bca.org.au/events/AGM-2022 or by contacting BCA. A director may also hold a position on the New South Wales ACT State Division Committee if based in New South Wales. For clarity, it is recommended that a separate nomination form be completed for each nominated position. Valid nomination forms must include the names and current contact details of a nominator and seconder, as well as the nominee, all of whom must be full members of BCA as at the 30th of June 2022, and for the State Division must all reside in New South Wales. Please note that BCA is strongly committed to ensuring the nomination process is fully accessible to our members. As such, signatures are not required. Instead, Company Secretary Sally Orish will take all necessary steps to verify the validity of nominations. All nominations must be accompanied by a written statement of no more than 300 words in support of the nomination by or on behalf of the nominee. Nomination forms and nominee statements should be submitted in Microsoft Word or text format. Please contact Sally Orish, Company Secretary, on 1-800-033-660 if you need to submit your nomination in another format. Nominations and accompanying statements must reach Sally Orish, Company Secretary, at companysecretary@bca.org.au by 5 p.m. Monday, the 17th of October, 2022. Voting process. Only full members of Blind Citizens Australia, as at the 30th of June, 2022, may cast a telephone, SMS or online vote. Further instruction on how to vote will be provided if or when an election is required. Election of directors. As there is only one position available, if only one valid nomination is received, that member will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If more than one valid nomination is received, there will be a ballot. At the close of the poll, the nominee with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a 3-year term. Election of New South Wales ACT State Division Committee. If 3 or fewer nominations are received for the New South Wales representatives, that number will be declared elected and there will not be a ballot. If there are 4 or more New South Wales nominees for election at the close of the nomination period, a ballot will be held among members resident in New South Wales. At the close of the poll, the 3 nominees with the highest number of valid votes received will be declared elected for a 2-year term. Voting. If a ballot is required for any position, instructions on casting a telephone, SMS or online vote, along with the details of all nominees and their supporting statements, will be mailed to all eligible full members. Voting will be open on Monday the 7th of November and will close on Monday the 21st of November 2022. Any votes received after this date will not be counted. The Company Secretary will declare the results of all polls at the AGM on the 26th of November 2022. National Policy Council call for expressions of interest. In recent years, members of the National Policy Council, NPC, have been elected by the members of the state they seek to represent. Very few candidates have nominated for election. There have only been 2 elections for NPC positions since 2016. Candidates have been more willing to express interest in vacant positions, and they have subsequently been appointed to the NPC by the board. The board knows there are members interested in policy development and is committed to ensuring that the NPC is comprised of talented representatives from each state and the ACT. The process is being simplified with interested members from states that have vacancies asked to express interest in the NPC rather than to stand for election. If multiple candidates from a state express interest, a nominations committee will make selections based on the person's qualifications, experience and interest, and on the need for the NPC to represent the diversity of our membership. We hope this new process will encourage those with an interest in policy in New South Wales, Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania to apply. The terms for each position will continue to be 2 years from appointment. To express interest in an NPC position, please provide a declaration that you have read the position description and a supporting statement of no more than 300 words outlining your suitability for the position. Expressions of interest should be emailed in Word or text format to companysecretary@bca.org.au by close of business on Monday the 17th of October 2022. If you are unable to submit your expression of interest electronically, please call BCA on 1-800-033-660 for assistance. Pre-election information briefing. BCA is holding a pre-election briefing for potential candidates. This will provide an opportunity to gain information on BCA's governance and ask questions of current board NPC members and the New South Wales ACT State Division Committee members about their roles and responsibilities. The session is designed to assist candidates in making an informed decision before nominating. The briefing is scheduled for Tuesday, the 4th of October 2022 at 7:15 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. Please advise if you are attending via the contact details listed below my signature. Summary. On behalf of the board and staff of BCA, I do hope you can join us at this year's annual general meeting. I encourage you to consider nominating for a position as a director of BCA, a New South Wales ACT State Division Committee member, or submitting an expression of interest for a National Policy Council representative position. By doing so, you are supporting our vision. BCA believes in a future in which our trusted leadership and positive influence achieve equity for people who are blind or vision impaired, where we can live our lives in any way we choose in a place that respects, recognises and responds to our uniqueness and diversity. Sally Orish, Company Secretary, 26th of September 2022. BCA contact details are phone 1-800-033-660, SMS 0436-446-780, email companysecretary@bca.org.au, website www.bca.org.au.